Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Monday. A few minutes past 6 p.m. Tony's out all week. The next 3 weeks are just going to be great. So stick with us. Don't go anywhere. I need the ratings.
He's back on Friday.
Oh, crap. Okay, fine. So he's back on Friday, and then I'm out next week, and so is Sue. Man, there's really no reason to listen next week. And then we're back for a week, and then Rach is gone. I think Sue is gone with Rach as well. Sue leaves whenever one of us leaves, so...
She's not out the same week as me.
Yeah, I know. It's a joke.
People heard no Sue last week, next week, and they're already making other plans.
Yeah, can't blame them. This is weird. Every now and then, synchronicity really hits. And just last night, having this weird, long conversation with Nick and Phoebe, and Phoebe is all in on internet conspiracies, and she was regaling us with them. And it was really interesting. I stayed out of it. It was interesting for my 25-year-old son to be debating with my 15-year-old daughter about internet conspiracies. But that's exactly what they did. And one of them was about Wayfair. As I understand it, you go to Wayfair and you buy a certain drawer and you get a kid to abuse. Mm-hmm. And then I got in today and it was in my official show prep. And then Rach put it on her Google Doc. So educate.
Yeah. So internet users are claiming that Wayfair is listing cabinets and, you know, you'll see a cabinet that's normally $400, and then they have the exact same cabinet for like $10,400. And internet users are saying, well, that's because when you buy that cabinet, there's going to be a little kid inside there that's been trafficked. And tons of tweets about it. This is apparently started by QAnon, which is like hardcore conspiracies. I think they made up Pizzagate, if I'm not mistaken. And they're saying that Wayfair is basically providing a platform for predators to order children sent to their door. Conspiracy theorists have seized on coincidental overlaps of product names with the names of children reported missing around the country. So it's like the Daphne cabinet, and they can be like, there was a little girl named Daphne abducted from blah, blah, blah. A lot of these tweets about it are still up on Twitter because apparently there's no... real world harm involved in spreading something like this. But Wayfair, if it makes anybody feel better, has come out and said that they are not trafficking kids. So I wouldn't expect them to say anything else, but they've tried to clear the air on this one.
So did they explain why the $10,000 price tag?
Yeah, that's the thing. There's no explanation given, and there still isn't any explanation for...
I think you're on Phoebe's side.
I'm not on Phoebe's side, but there's something strange with those cabinets. The mere fact the mere fact that they're selling these, you know, $200 cabinets for $15,000. There's like a pillow that looks like a $20 throw pillow that's going for like, you know, $50,000, and like a cactus that's $10,000. And like a $99,000 like vase, like something
weird
is going on.
Did it start? Is it a price based thing? Like, oh, this must be you get a kid with it, or is there any suggestion of anything more than just the price?
The price, and then the fact that they're
the kid
human names.
Things,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which apparently now I don't shop at Wayfair because I'm broke, but every product on Wayfair has a name like that. It's the Dave cabinet. It's the Glover
cabinet.
Convenient. Very convenient, but if you went missing, I wouldn't think that the $30,000 Glover cabinet on Wayfair
Dave's
must
expensive.
Yeah, must have Dave.
You gotta have some money if you want to traffic Dave.
That's right.
So Wayfair says, recognizing that the photos and descriptions provided by the supplier did not adequately explain the high price point, we have temporarily removed the products from the site to rename them and to provide a more in-depth description and photos that accurately depict the product to clarify the price point.
I mean, so it sounds like they're saying, yeah, it's $15,000, but it's a really cool... I mean, I didn't think Wayfair sold things for...
I didn't either.
You know, someone else points out that in other parts of Wayfair's catalog, you can find like an entire kitchen set. Like, they'll come in and do your kitchen for you for like $1,500. Mm-hmm. So it's very strange that they'll come and do your whole kitchen for $1,500, but if you want to get a cabinet by itself... it's like $20,000.
So this, over the weekend, the first I saw about it on Twitter was like, Twitter presented it to me in Twitter moments, meaning someone at Twitter curated all of this. And I'm like, they're trafficking kids, like, no doubt. But then to refute it, they were like, wait, Wayfair says they're not doing it. That was like all the cover that anybody needed. They were like, all right, well, it's not true. They said they didn't do it, so.
But we're living in a world where Hobby Lobby funded ISIS. So anything's possible.
The products,
do you remember that? Oh, sorry.
They say that these are industrial-grade cabinets that are accurately priced.
Hmm.
Industrial-grade cabinets.
Can I see them? Mm-hmm. Are you looking at them?
I don't have a photo of the cabinet in question.
That's the other really weird part about this. I've seen the cabinets, and I can find them and show you. They're very poorly photographed cabinets. Like, they're weird-looking cabinets.
See, and this is the weird part. So, okay, so this cabinet is $12,899.99. Samia 5-shelf storage cabinet by WFX Utility. There is a 17-year-old from Columbus, Ohio, who is missing, named Samia Mooman. Then they have the Yaritza storage cabinet for $13,799. There is a missing young woman
they
from
look like
Connecticut
to keep kids in
named Yaritza.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah,
it's very strange that those are the names they chose for the cabinets.
But it's more likely to be like a money laundering thing, I feel like, than a.
It would seem like a strange business to get into.
Yeah, like the Hobby Lobby thing.
I don't know about this.
So Hobby Lobby was busted. They purchased like an ancient Sumeric biblical artifact for their personal collection.
Yeah.
And there's potential evidence that the group they bought it from is basically ISIS. So they're like funding ISIS by buying this ancient Sumerian tablet for like, you know, $2 million or whatever they paid.
This is the part that's confusing me. Believers in the Wayfair conspiracy theory have also prompted people to use a Russian search engine to search for the stock keeping unit number, or the SKU, that corresponds with Wayfair products that allegedly return image results with children in bathing suits. But the SKU searches don't show images of a single child, which don't align with the allegation that Wayfair SKUs maintain data associated with the child being purchased. So someone spread the rumor that if you type this SKU into the search engine, pervy photos of children pop up, but then they tested it and nothing happened. Mm. So it's almost like people are just making stuff.
Well,
that's
a funny idea because that implies that like they're like barcoding the human beings. You know what I mean? Like they're putting them in some kind of a retail registry to be you know inventoried. And I'm not sure that's what would be happening.
Wow.
Yep.
It's
lots
crazy.
Going on. Lots going on. With Wayfair.
Where do you go from there?
Wayfair, you've got just what I need.
Don't even. No, now I got it. That's bad.
I think Wayfair is one of those sites where if you go to the site, you have to sign up to see any of the prices. I could be wrong.
I hate that.
I hate prices like that. I hate places like that.
I do too.
Because then I'm immediately like, I can't afford any of this. You're not getting my email because then you're just going to have my email and I'm not going to spend any money.
I am. I'm running out of websites to go to because I've started, other than the ones I have to go to for work, like news sites, I've started just Xing out as soon as a pop-up comes up. I hate them so much. Mm. I just detest them.
I just don't have the same pop-up problems as you.
Oh, man. I don't mind ads, but the ones that pop up in front of what I'm reading. And typically, it's other content. It's not like, hey, would you like a new bed? It's like, oh, if you're enjoying the video that you've watched for 2 seconds, maybe you're ready to watch this one.
Can I fix your whole life?
Sure.
Ad blocker on Google Chrome.
Okay.
Have you enabled that?
No.
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
I might be able to set that up for you. That should fix that problem. I think that will stop the like you'll still have like YouTube ads and of course you'll still have like the banner ads on the side and stuff.
It's mostly on my iPad, which I'd let you work on. I'm afraid that you would hack me. So
yeah, I would probably hang. Yeah.
Do you guys see that they found Naya Rivera's body?
I saw that they had found a body. They identified it.
Yeah, we're just assuming that it's her. So yeah, she was on Glee, very beautiful young woman, took her 4-year-old son out on the boat on I think July 3rd or 4th, and she didn't show up in time. She rented the boat, didn't return the boat in time, so they started to search, found the little boy on the boat.
Yeah.
She's been missing. Sad stuff. Very, very sad.
I saw a weird thing. So that day on Twitter.
Here's another conspiracy theory.
Is it
going to
be Hobby Lobby killed her?
No, it's just that. So the
she knew too much about Wayfair.
A lot
of
people on
Twitter. Okay, that was tacky. I'm sorry.
A lot of Twitter people were freaking out because the sheriff's department at night, they had been like pausing the search.
Right.
They'd been suspending the search and people were very upset saying like, she could be out there. She could be cold. She could be dying. She could be in need of help. And you're like going to stop looking for her. But as I understand, isn't that standard procedure when you have like a missing persons?
I don't know.
No idea.
And so I didn't know like what you guys' thoughts on that might be. Is that a good thing to do?
There's no way they're giving the celebrity worse treatment than the average Joe. So yeah. I'm going to go ahead and assume that that is standard treatment.
Yeah.
And they probably feel like they can't find her at night.
It doesn't affect my life at all, but I hope it was an accident as opposed to suicide. It's sadder to me. Like, it's very tragic no matter what, but when it first happened and they reported the little boy said that mom went swimming and she never came back, I thought suicide. There's been no suggestion of that in the press, though, like a note or anything. Like, it's terrible, but I hope she just drowned. And evidently that lake is known for drowning. That's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Bad visibility and lots of stuff under the water, apparently, that you can get, like, stuck under.
I don't know much about her. I've never seen her in anything. Didn't watch Glee, but apparently she loved her son a lot. So I highly doubt if she were going to commit suicide, she would take him with her.
Yeah.
I thought for sure that she was out with, like, a boyfriend or something, and it was, like, a murder. But there's video of her pulling up to the boat. Yeah, and it's just her and the little boy, so.
Well, we're knocking this one right out of the park, so any other sad, horrific conspiracy theories you got?
Let's get them out of the way now.
I think that's all I have as far as living in that. I do have another conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that there could be invisible aliens living among us, Dave?
I did not.
Right here in
this room. So there actually could be aliens in this room. This new study is saying if there were aliens, we're looking for aliens based on our version of reality. There could be, like, they're not carbon based, but they're living beings. We just can't recognize them with our naked eye.
There's a movie called
Cocoon.
Invisible Aliens.
I love that movie. It's a movie called Midnight Something. And
Midnight Cowboy.
It's the guy, never mind. I love this guy. I can't think of his name. Anyway, that's the whole thing. And spoiler alert, there's a little boy who's a part of a religious cult because he makes you see the aliens. Mm. And the whole thing is like, oh my God, these are terrible people. This kid's being, you know, and then again, spoiler alert, you find out, nope, he sees them. And at the end, they show them to you. And it's so cool because it's just us with these, like, buildings built onto our buildings.
Ooh.
And these beings of light. And it's exactly that. Just like, yeah, they could be right here.
What if there's a life form so strange right here on Earth that the difference between humans and jellyfish seems small in comparison? If so, humans may be seeing life without even recognizing it. And if people do that on Earth, they definitely would never notice life on another planet.
That's an often used literary trope in certain horror subsets. It's you can't physically process it because it's so foreign and so horrific to you that your brain essentially cancels it out. And
I'm
you
in.
See a tree.
I'm in on all these.
That's how I feel when I see a jellyfish.
You just see a tree instead of a giant alien dragon or whatever.